Hello.
Hello.
Yes, hey there, how's it going?
Is this Steve?
Yep, this is Steve.
I called you like twice earlier on, but I didn't get you, and I also call Jane.
I'm really sorry, Jane. I just
Hello?
got into the office. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm hearing you.
Yeah, I'm saying I'm really sorry. I just got in the office like 30 minutes ago.
No, I spoke to Jane and she was gonna call me back. I told her I need like some help with the paper to fill out to make sure everything is okay.
Sure, I would
So
love
she.
to help you out. Just give me 1 minute. Let me open up the questionnaire and then we're gonna fill this out. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so client name Rosemary over here. Author name is going to be Rosemary.
Hold on. I have to probably hang up from you and then open up the email and then call you back.
If you want, I can hold on the line, no worries.
Okay. Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, hold on, I'm coming.
Take it down.
Okay, attach mango view. Okay, start from the beginning. It said, please note that this questionnaire is for individual author only. So in that box that marked client name, what do you put in there?
So it is for the client's name as we have your name Rosemary. So I have put it down there. I'm filling out the form
So,
on my end. So I'm just getting the
are you
information
doing it?
from your side. Yep, I'm doing it for you.
Okay.
All right, so on the next page we have here the author's name. So it's gonna be you, right?
Yeah.
Rosemary, right?
Yeah. Rosemary Beckford A.
How do you spell the last name?
BECK FORD hyphen HAY.
All right, Rosemary Beckford, BECKFORD, and then hyphen HAY.
Yeah.
And the book title is Cookbook. Perfect. And we don't have any subtitle. And the total page count, I did.
The title, yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, book title is going to be cookbook, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And the page count is 49. I have just checked it right now. Genre of the book is going to be nonfiction. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm hearing you.
Yeah, so what's going to be the genre? Is it nonfiction?
I don't think it's fiction.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It's nonfiction, or should we type in something else?
I think it's non-fiction.
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yep, I'm here.
Yeah, I think it's non-fiction, right?
Right, perfect. Nonfiction it is. And a minute. Then it says the format, so it's going to be ebook or a paperback, right?
I think I did chose one before, remember? Which one did I choose?
I do
That
remember.
question came. Huh?
It was paperback. I do remember.
Yeah.
All right, and then it says dimensions. Let me check it here. So yeah, the size of the book is 8.5 by 11.
Okay.
And what about the ISBN number? Do you have the ISBN number?
The ISBN number? No, I did not. What is that?
ISBN number, it's the International Standard Book Number. It is the basic requirement to publish a book.
Can you repeat that?
I'm saying ISBN is the International Standard Book Number, and it is the basic requirement to publish any book.
Yeah, well, those I don't have.
You don't have that? All right, no worries.
Where do you obtain those?
So for that, I'll let Jane know, and we'll ask
Okay.
her to give you a call, and she's going to
Okay.
explain you the whole process. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And can you share two paragraphs, like describe your book and about the author, so I can put it in?
Okay, I did all of those before. Describe your book. It's a cookbook, and the title is Recipe of the Tide. I think I filled out all those information before. It's a cookbook. It's like a recipe book.
All right. Cookbook, recipe book, and we need about the author. So can you please share a paragraph about yourself?
I did all of those. I did that before and gave it to Jane. Jane has those that
Jane
I
have?
describe
All
about
right.
my.
All right.
Yeah, I fill all of those out and gave them to Jane.
All right. I'll have them from her. And what's the target audience?
What the target audience? What's that now?
Sorry?
What the target audience?
Mm-hmm.
What? Like what such that part I don't understand.
Is it for teenagers, for children, for
No,
adults,
not children.
for
From
housewives.
it can go. It's not teenagers. From it could go. The audience could go to anybody.
Anyone, all right.
Any individual.
Perfect. No specific age range here. Primary target
No.
countries. Was it US?
Age from age. I would leave that out. I'm not specifying no age. I would leave that out.
Right, perfect. Then it says primary target countries.
No, I'm not targeting any country.
No, all right, perfect. What's going to be the price?
Do I have to pay the price? The price. Price I'm looking for. I'm not. I don't want to go too high where nobody don't bite. You know what I'm saying?
I
And
got
I
it.
also don't want to go, and I don't want to go too low. So the price. I never really buy those stuff before, so it's hard for me to. Do you think $20 is too high?
I'm guessing just $20 is gonna be a little high for the paperback version. Just give me one minute
Okay.
here. Let me check. Just a minute. All right, those are there.
Yeah, I'm here.
Yeah, so I just go through your book and it seems like it has images and it's a colored book. So there's going to be the extra printing cost. So what do we suggest is you should have to like put the price between $20 to $25.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah. And I'm going back to targeting. I would leave that blank, like not filling all those.
All right, no worries. And what's going to be the price?
I would say 25.
$25. All right.
Yeah.
Perfect. And it's going to be published on Amazon, right?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's going to be the cover? You want glossy or matte?
Glossy.
Glossy. And paper color is going to be white or cream?
You want the paper what?
Paper color?
I'll go white.
White. Perfect. All right. And now we do need your bank details to set up the Amazon account. Do you have an existing Amazon account?
No.
No. All right. We have to.
I have I heard of, like, every now and then I heard of stuff from Amazon, but I don't have any account with them.
All right, perfect. So we're going to create a new account for you. It's going to be under rosemaryhay423@gmail.com, the same email that we have for you.
Okay.
So we do need your bank details. In which country is your bank?
US, United States.
All right. Bank
New.
currency, it's going to be dollars. What's the account holder name?
Rosemary Beckford A.
Rosemary Beckford Hay. All right. What's the type of the account? Is it checking or savings?
Savings.
Savings. May I have the account number?
The account number is 5480 93 4883.
Right. It's the account number?
5480 93 4883.
Perfect. And is there any routing number?
The routing number is, routing number 02 12 00025.
Right, 02 12 00025.
Yes, 02 12 00025.
Got it. Name of the bank?
Wells Fargo.
Wells Fargo, right?
Yeah.
Got it here. And tax information. What is your tax classification? Individual or business?
Could you repeat that?
Yeah, tax classification. So is it individual or business?
That's not business account. That's, I mean, that's my account.
All right, individual. All right. So for U.S. tax purposes, are you a U.S. person?
Are you what?
Are you a U.S. person, United States?
Yeah, I'm in the United States.
Perfect. And what's the name which is written on your tax identity information?
What's my name?
Mm-hmm. On tax identity information.
It's the same name, Rosemary Beckford. Hey.
Perfect. May I have the address, your complete address?
319 Walnut mm-hmm. Avenue in Trenton, New Jersey.
Come again, 319?
Yeah, Walnut Avenue.
All right. City, state, and zip code?
Trenton, New Jersey, 08609.
All right, it's 319 Walnut Avenue,
mm-hmm.
Trenton, New Jersey, 08609.
Yeah.
Got it here. All right, what is your tax identification number?
My tax? What's that?
Your tax.
My tax. Oh, tax. That's my social security, right?
Yep. That is.
Okay. Yeah, 144-8808875.
144-8808875. Yeah. Name is going to be the same on your tax records. And what's the country of citizenship?
In U.S., United States of America.
Perfect. Permanent address is going to be the same?
The what?
The permanent address. It's the same?
Yeah, same. Yeah, everything is same.
Address is also the same.
Yeah.
All right. Just here. And we don't have an account, so we are going to create the account for you. The email address is rosemaryhay423@gmail.com, right?
Yeah.
All right, and what's the date of birth?
10/10/65.
10/10/65. All right. So, yeah, Rose, thank you so much for your time. I've got all the information required over here. I will get the about the author from Jane, and will also give you a call regarding the ISBN number, and then we will move towards the publisher of the book. Okay?
Okay. All right. Thanks.
All right. Perfect. Thank you so much for your time. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye.